Last Sunday night, a police officer told Occupy Tampa that they could stay on the sidewalk, but two nights later, police told protesters they had to leave the sidewalk along North Ashley Drive, but they later backed down. Last night, a protester named Pepe said he was excited that the group had won this battle.
On Tuesday, we had an officer come and say we couldn't be here. We had our lawyers contact the city's lawyers. ACLU contacted the lawyers, and they worked it out, and we can be here.
But at 9:45 this morning, Tampa Police Captain Brian Dugan told protesters that tents and canopies were not allowed.
And the agreement was that at night, they would be allowed to be here. There was never an agreement to set up tents, okay? Please advise your clients, if you represent them, to get up their stuff and move it. They need to pack up the tents, get their stuff, the tables, the chairs. It needs to be removed.
Although the protesters weren't asked to leave, organizer Blake Westlake said they would have been arrested if they did not take down the canopies that went up yesterday.
You don't come out with three squad cars, six officers, a female officer, and booking officers if you're not planning on arresting people. So if they told you they weren't planning on arresting people, they were sitting there with the arrest papers in their hand saying, "No, we're not going to arrest anybody."
Occupy Tampa participant Derek English was surprised to see how quickly their community grew.
I woke up and there was one tent. I went to the library to charge my laptop and there was two tents. I went to the bathroom and now there's three tents. Every time I leave, we have more tents. So it's awesome that we have them. Now we have room to actually set up a proper kitchen, and we have a library now and the media table. So things are coming together really nicely.
A woman who called herself Topaz said that the sidewalk was beginning to feel like a home for Occupy Tampa. She never expected they would be told to take the tents down.
So far, we've been lucky that the last two nights we've won a victory, but I'm not worried. I mean, I've been sleeping out here at night. They've had one night for us to walk around. They rescinded what they said the night before, and then they said okay because we caught them on YouTube. So, no.
Okay, well, thanks.
I'm really not worried about that.
Laura McElroy is the public information officer for the Tampa Police Department.
We do not want to arrest anyone. I don't know how many days we're into this. 7, 8 days. I think we are the only city in the nation that has not had a confrontation or an arrest of an Occupy protester. That isn't an accident. That's by design. We support and protect people's civil rights. That's why we have not had an arrest.
Today, Siobhan Harley from Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn's office tweeted that the mayor did not order the police to arrest protesters and that the Occupy Tampa protesters can stay as long as they don't have tents. But McElroy said that even allowing protesters to sleep on the sidewalk is a lenient interpretation of the law.
We enforced it to the letter of the law. They wouldn't be allowed to be here, but we try to be accommodating because we want to make sure that you guys can exercise your First Amendment rights. By the letter of the law, you can't sleep on the sidewalk, but we try to just operate in the gray area to be accommodating. Now they're pushing the envelope, you know.
The police cited city codes preventing people from putting objects on a sidewalk without a permit, but Occupy Tampa's legal team thought court precedents protects First Amendment rights to have tables for a political demonstration. The group has not decided whether they will sleep there tonight. Tomorrow morning at 9, Occupy Tampa will be one of over 800 United for Global Change events. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.